Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kedushin daf Tezayin. So yesterday we went through a little bit of a complicated Shakla Vatari and the Gemara, really over the past few days. But effectively, what we've been dealing with is we've been dealing with the Mishnah, which we saw on Yudalad Amud Beis, which had introduced us to the various methods through which different types of an Eved Ivri can be nikneh, and the various means through which they also go free. So yesterday we spent a good deal of time talking about the fact that you can be kona and Eved Ivri with kesef. We were learning all sorts of gzeirah shavas and limudim to teach that all different types of Eved Ivris, or that the various different types of Eved Ivris, can be nikneh with kesef. We also spoke a good bit about how they go free, sheishanim, yovel, all sorts of things. Today on Tezayin we're primarily going to focus on two topics. The first topic of which is Eved Ivri nikneh b'shtar, how we know that an Eved Ivri can be nikneh through a shtar. And then the majority of the bottom of Tezayin Amud Aleph and most of Tezayin Amud Beis is going to be talking about Hanukkah. We had introduced yesterday the concept of Hanukkah, which is that when an Eved goes free, the master is mechuyev to bestow upon the Eved certain gifts. And we're going to discuss in more detail today the types of gifts, how much money you have to give the Eved in terms of these gifts, the circumstances in which you have to give the Eved Hanukkah, and so on and so forth. So we left off four lines down from the top of Tezayin Amud Aleph, where it says Ubishtar, first word on the line, Ubishtar. So says the Gemara, Minolan, how do we know that you can be kona and Eved Ivri through shtar? So Amar Ula, so says Ula, Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Im Acheres Yikach Lo, the Pasuk says, by a man who's taking a woman as a wife, it says that if he he takes another woman as a wife, so in other words, Hekisha Kasov La Acheres. So the Pasuk is Makish, the Pasuk compares an Eved Ivri to Acheres, to this other wife that a person is, taking. And ma'acheres mekanya b'shtar, just like the other wife can be nikneh through shtar, because we know there are three ways of affecting kedushin: the first mishnah and the masechta, where there was keshef, there was shtar, and there was bia. But just like you can be kona, as it were, you could be mekadesh an other woman through shtar, af ama avriya mekniya b'shtar. So too an ama avriya can be nikneh through a shtar. So far we learn that in Amma Avriya, one of the four types of Eved Ivri that we have been talking about in the Mishnah, because you'll recall the four types of Eved Ivri who we were learning about in the Mishnah was an Eved Ivri Shemachru Beistin, an Eved Ivri Shemachar Atzmo, to a Jew, an Eved Hanimkar La'akum was the third type, a Jew who sells himself to a Goy, and an Amma Avriya, a minor girl whose father sells her as an Eved. So far we have a hekesh over here of an amma avriya to a woman, just like a regular woman can be nikneh as a wife through shtar, so to an amma avriya can be nikneh through shtar. So the Ramban says that, so this tells us about an amma avriya being nikneh through shtar. How do we know that an Eved Ivri generally is nikneh through shtar? So he says that once the din of kinyan shtar is found to apply to amma avriya, then it applies to machru beistin, because the pasuk compares, the psukim that we were dealing with yesterday, compare amma avriya to machru beistin. And what we also saw yesterday was Gzeir Shava of Sacher Sacher. And once the concept of Kinyan Bishtar applies to Machru Beistin, it also applies to Mocher Atzmo through the Gzeir Shava of Sacher Sacher. Because you'll recall that yesterday the Gemara spent a lot of time trying to figure out whether there is a Mandiyamar who does not hold from the Gzeir Shava of Sacher Sacher. The Gemara was ultimately unable to find a Mandiyamar who doesn't hold from the Gzeir Shava of Sacher Sacher. Therefore, assuming that everybody holds from that Gzeir Shava, once you learn that a Machru based in can be nikneh through Shtar, we automatically know that a Mocher Atzmo can also be nikneh through Shtar. So says the Gemara, Hani Chalamandiyamar Shtar, Amma Havriya Adon Kosfo. Well, let's drill down a little bit on what type of shtar we're talking about here. And again, the baseline of shtar is Kedushin. Now, who's writing the shtar in a case of Kedushin? The husband who's acquiring the woman, the husband who's being Mekadesh the woman, is writing the shtar. So it's the Koneh. I'm using kone loosely because obviously the husband doesn't have a real kinyan on the wife in that respect, but it's the kone who is writing the shtar. So hani chalamandi amar shtar amavriya adon kosvo. This is good according to the mandi amar, who says that by an amavriya, the adon, the one who's being kone, writes the shtar. Therefore, the shtar amavriya is similar to the shtar of a woman. Elalamandi amar av kosvo. But according to the mandi amar, who says that by an amavriya, when the father sells the amma, when the father sells his daughter to the master as an amavriya, that the av writes the shtar. So in other words, over here, the makne is writing the shtar. So Michael Amemar, so what can you say? You know, how do you compare then shtar? How do you compare shtar amavriya to shtar kedushin? Because by shtar kedushin, the kone is writing the shtar. By shtar amavriya, the makne is writing the shtar. They're from a different perspective. It's not similar at all. So the itmar, and how do we know that there is this machlokas lagabe shtar amavriya? The itmar, it says in the brisa, shtar amavriya, the shtar of an amavriya mi kosvo, who writes it? So Ravuna amar adon kosvo. Ravuna says that the master writes the shtar. Rav Chista amar av kosvo. Rav Chista says the father writes the shtar. So the Gemara now gets more specific. So hanichal Ravuna. So this comparison between amavriya to kedushin is good according to Ravuna, who says that the master writes the shtar, and therefore in both cases you have the kone writing the shtar. Elil Rav Chista Michael Amemar, but according to Rav Chista, what can you say? Because according to Rav Chista, you have the father riding the shtar. So by amavriya it's the makne, by kedushin it's the kone. Therefore, the two shtaros aren't similar at all. So the Ritva, so the Rashba says, well, hang on a second. The a shtar that a makne writes is not the same shtar as the shtar that a kone writes. One of the fundamental comparisons that we have over here in this Masechta is the Hekesh of Havaya Liyitzia. But how do we know, right, that we had all through Masechas Gittin? How do you know that you can have Kedushin through shtar? Well, you can have Gerushin through shtar. And we compare various aspects of Kedushin and Gerushin. By Kedushin, who's writing the shtar? It's the kone. By Gerushin, who's writing the shtar, it's the husband who's freeing the wife. The husband is now serving as the makne. So how do you compare Kedushin to Gerushin? If in one case you have the kone writing the shtar, and in another case you have the makne writing the shtar? So the Rashba says, obviously, the answer is that by Kedushin and Gerushin, even though it's the husband who's writing in a different capacities, at least it's the husband who's writing both shoros. In Kedushin, he's writing it in the capacity as kone. In Gerushin, he's writing it in the capacity as makne, but at least it's the husband who's writing both shoros. Here, the problem is, you have, in one capacity, Kedushin, it's the kone. In amavriya, it's the makne, but it's a different guy. It's the father. It's not the acquirer. So that's why, says the Rashba, this is a faulty hekish, according to Rav Chista. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Amar Kra, Lo Seitze Ketzei So Avonim. Because by Amar Vriya it says that she goes free, that she goes free a certain way, and Lo Seitze Ketzei So Avonim. She does not go free like other Avonim go free. So what does it mean that she does not go free like other Avonim go free? So we'll see, it means that she doesn't go free with Rashi Yavarim. That if he damages, if the master maims the Eved, then the Eved, the Amar Vriya, then the Amar Vriya doesn't go free. So, Avol Niknesi Kekinin Avonim. However, from the Liman in the Pasuk, we learn that she doesn't go free like other avadim go free, but she can be nikne, she can be acquired just like other avadim are acquired. Umayniu, and what method is this? Shtar, and the way that other avadim our nikne is through shtar. So again, she doesn't go free like an Eved Kenani goes free, because an Eved Kenani goes free b'rashei evarim. If the master maims one of the primary limbs of an Eved Kenani, then he just goes free. But by a Jewish Eved, by an Eved Ivri, it's not the case. Even if the master maims one of the rashei evarim of an Eved Ivri, then he's paid for the damage, but he's required to serve out the term. So Even though the yitzia of an amavriya is not like an eved kenani, however, the acquisition, the kinyan of an amavriya is like an eved kenani. And what is that? Shtar. It's shtar. That just like an Eved Kenani is nikneh through shtar, because the Eved Kenani is hukash lakarka, and we know that you could acquire karka one of two ways. You could either acquire karka through shtar or through chazaka. So just like an Eved Kenani can be nikneh through shtar, so too an Amanavriya can be nikneh through shtar. So says the Gemara, well, hang on a second, what did we just say, right? We had just said that an Eved Kenani is compared to Karka, and because it's Hukash Lakarka, an Eved Kenani is acquired in the same way as Karka is acquired. And we said, my Niyushtar. But there's another way to acquire Karka, which is Chazaka. So, Ve'ema Aval Niknes Hi Kechinin Avadim my Niyu Chazaka. Maybe the lima that the Gemara wants me to learn is that she doesn't go free Barashe Yevarim, she doesn't go out like an Eved Kenani, but she's acquired like an Eved Kenani. And how is an Eved Kenani acquired? Well, an Eved Kenani that's Hukash Lakarka is acquired like Karka through Chazaka. So maybe you should be able to be Kone in Eved through Chazaka. How are you Kone in Eved through Chazaka? By Karka, the Chazaka is Nol Gadur Paratz. You have to actually work the Karka. So Rashi says, and this should be familiar to us, we know that by an Eved, you don't have to do anything to the body of the Eved in order to be Kone the Eved. But what it means, Chazaka means, is that you have to actually force the Eved into service. You actually have to force the Eved to work. And once the Eved does something for you at your demand, then that's considered to be a Chazaka on the Eved. So how do we know that when we compare an Amma Avriya to an Eved Kenani, how do we know that the comparison is lagabe the fact that both of them can be nikne through shtar? Maybe it's the fact that both of them can be nikne through chazaka. So says the Gemara, Amar Kravis, Nachaltem Osam Levnechem Acharechem. By an Eved Kenani, generally an Eved Kenani is treated much more like property than an Eved Ivriya. So by an Eved Kenani, we talk about Visnachaltem Osam, you can bequeath them through Yerusha to your Yorshim, the right to service of this Eved Kenani. Osam Bechazaka, below Acher Bechazaka. So Visnachaltem Osam is a miut that says an Eved Kenani can be nikne through Chazaka. However, in Amma Avriya, cannot be nikne through Chazaka. So says the Gemara, but again, how do I know that I'm supposed to be interpreting this pasuk, which granted is telling me a distinction between an Eved Kenani and an Amma Avriya or an Eved Ivri? How do we know to interpret that distinction to mean that, oh, an Eved Kenani can be nicknamed with Chazaka, but an Eved Ivri can't be nicknamed with Chazaka? Maybe it's a different limud. Ve'ema osam bishtar velo acher bishtar. All we know from this pasuk is that there's a distinction. Maybe it means that an Eved Kenani can be nicknamed with shtar, but an Eved Ivri cannot be nicknamed with shtar. Why don't I interpret the pasuk like that? So says the Gemara, because haksiv lo seitze ketseso avadim. Because it says lo seitze ketseso avadim. So says the Gemara. And what we learned was that she doesn't go free like an Eved Kenani, but she is acquired like an Eved Kenani. But says the Gemara, we're right back to our question. There are two means, there are two methods of acquiring an Eved Kenani. One of them is shtar, and one of them is chazaka. So how do I know that just like an Eved Kenani is acquired through shtar, so too an Amma Avriya or an Eved Ivri is acquired through shtar? Maybe what it's telling me is just like an Eved Kenani is acquired through chazaka, so too an Eved Ivri is acquired through chazaka. So says the Gemara, Ma Royis, and how do you know to include shtar and to exclude chazaka? Because it's mistaber that the Gemara meant to include shtar as a method of being kone in Amma Avriya, why, or in Eved Ivri generally, shekei motziya babas Yisrael, because a shtar has the ability to be motzi babas Yisrael. What does this mean? It means that a shtar has the ability to function as a get and free somebody and free the girl from a marriage. And so we see over here that shtar has a very special koach that chazaka doesn't have. Not only does shtar work to make a kinyan, shtar also works to break a kinyan. Says Tosfos over here, the little Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Shakain, is that Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara bring a raya from the koach of shtar, that shtar can affect kedushin? Just like shtar is strong in that it can affect kedushin, so too it can affect the kinyan of an Amma Avriya. Why does it immediately focus on gerushin? So Tosfos answers, because kedushin with shtar is never written expressly in the pasuk. What is written expressly in the pasuk is gerushin through a shtar. So if you look in the Chumash, you know that shtar has a very potent power because it is able to affect gerushin. That much is written b'mefurish in the pasuk. Also, it probably brings It probably brings a raya from Gerushin, because that's the only way to affect the Gerushin. The only way to affect the Gerushin is with Shtar. However, if we were learning Shtar Kedushin doesn't necessarily tell me only the koach of a Shtar, because there are other ways of being Kone a woman also for Kedushin through Kesef and through Bia. But in any event, the Gemara at this point is assuming that if we have a choice of comparing the kinyan of an Eved Ivri to the kinyan of an Eved Kanani, and we know that the Eved Kanani can be nikne through chazaka or through shtar, it's more mistaber to compare them in the means of shtar, because shtar is very powerful, because it could even break a kinyan of ishus, it could even affect a divorce. So says the Gemara, well, you have to look at the manners in which chazaka is powerful as well. So adarabah, chazaka avalei l'rubuye, why? Shekein koneh b'nechse yager. Because chazaka can help you be koneh with nechse yager. So what does it mean, b'nechse yager? So one thing that we have to know is that a ger... is that a ger is considered to be a katan shenolad. So if you ger misgayer a katan shenolad, and therefore even if the ger has children, those children are not considered to be his descendants for the purpose of Yerusha. So what happens when a ger dies? When a ger dies, he has no yarshim. So how are you kone? So all of his nechasim become sort of available for everybody, and people can go and they can be kone the nechse ager. How are you kone the nechse ager? Can you write a shtar? No, you can't write a shtar to be kone the nechse ager. But what you could do is you can make a chazak on the nechse ager. So we see that chazak is such a powerful type of kinyan that it works by nechse ager when no other type of kinyan will work. So maybe I should compare. Maybe I should compare an Eved Kanani to an Eved Ivri in the sense that Chazaka works, but not Shtar to be Kone by a Nechse Ager, and therefore Chazaka works to be Kone by an Eved Ivri, just like it works to be Kone by an Eved Kanani. But maybe I should not make the comparison because maybe I shouldn't make a comparison through Shtar. So says the Gemara. Well, Beishas Mia Lo Ashkechan. Granted, Chazaka is a powerful type of kinyan, and granted that chazaka works in certain instances where shtar doesn't work. But if I have the choice of comparing kinyan eved ivri to kinyan eved kanani through one of these means, through either shtar or chazaka, it's much more mistaber that I compare them through shtar. Why? Because again, the initial comparison was between an Eved Kanani and an Amma of Ria. So the Maharit explains that the kinyan of it, the relationship of an Amma of Ria is a very interesting relationship, because it's sort of a multifaceted, it's a dual relationship really. There's a relationship of Avdus, and there's also a relationship of Kedushin, because the Amma of Ria, we'll learn later in the Masechta, if the master decides that he wants to take the Amma of Ria as a wife, he doesn't have to give her additional kesef kedushin, because he already paid for her, and he could therefore use the kesef that he bought the Amma of Ria with l'shem kedushin later on. So the dual nature of Amma of Ria shows that there's a little bit of an avdus of a kinyan avdus, but there's also a little bit of a kinyan kedushin, and therefore when I'm applying something, a type of kinyan that works by an eved kanani to work by an eved ivri, it's mistabra that I should apply the type of kinyan that has some shaychus to working by kedushin, in other words shtar, and not the type of kinyan that has no shaychus to working by kedushin, in other words chazaka, because the whole essence of the relationship of an amma of ria itself is quasi matrimonial. So let's make a lima to the type of kinyan that works in the matrimonial context. Okay, so says the Gemara. Or we say like this, lahachi ibasema lahachi ahani imachere. Ibasema lahachi ahani imacheres. The hekish is more apparent over here, because it says imacheres. Remember, we started the amud by saying, how do you know that shaving nikna with star? Because it says imacheres ikachal leisha. So the psukim itself are talking about a type of kinyan that works by a wife. And what type of kinyan works by a wife? It's shtar, it's not chazaka. So says the Gemara Viter, Rav Huna, Hailo Tseitse Ketseiso Avadim, my Darish Bay. So what does Rav Huna learn, Lo Tseitse Ketseiso Avadim, to teach us? What does he learn from this pasuk? So says the Gemara, Humi Boile, Sheina Yotze Barashe Yavarim Kebe, that she doesn't go free with Rashe Yavarim like an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani, if you maim one of the primary limbs, he goes free. An Amma Ivri, or an Eved Ivri, if you maim one of the primary limbs, you have to compensate the Eved, but they don't go free. Rav Chista, Im Kein, Lichtov Kra, Lo Tseitse Ka Avadim. Let it say, Lo Tseitse Ka Avadim, my Ketseiso Avadim. avadim. Why does it say ketseis avadim? Shma mina tarti. So we learn both things. We learn both the halacha that the eved ivri does not go free barasha evarim, and we learn the halacha that lo seise ketseis avadim, but they're nicknek avadim. And what is that? That's with shtar. Okay, so far we've learned shtar. Now the Gemara is going to hit on the other aspects of the Mishnah. The Kones Asmo B'Shanim. So we know that one of the ways that the Eved Ivri could be Kone himself is with Shanim, is if 6 years passes. T'chsev Sheshanim Yavodu Vashviyis. Well, this is easy. It says in the Pasuk, he has to work for 6 years. On the 7th year, he goes free. So Biyovel goes free Biyovel. How do we know? T'chsev Achnasa Yovel Yavodimach. Because the Pasuk also says Mefurish that he works for you until Yovel. And Bigeron Kes. He goes free with Giron Kesef. So again, Giron Kesef was, as we've been explaining over the past few days, is let's assume that you buy the 6 year service of an Eved for $600. So what we assume is that you're prorating the price and it's $100 per year. We don't assume, as Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned last week, we don't assume that you're sort of front loading the payment because, like a baseball player, the Eved's more productive in the earlier years of the contract. We don't assume that you're maybe backloading it because you're back end loading it because maybe he gets better with the more experience he has. No, we prorate it evenly. So let's say you paid $600 for an Eved. So after 3 years, the Eved can go to the master and stroke a check for $300 and walk out free because he only owes, so to speak, $300. He already worked for 3 years. So that's Giron Kesef. So how do we know that the Eved could go free with Giron Kesef? Samar Chizkiya, the Amar Kra, the Hevde, if it says Vehevda, Malamech Shem Gamres, Pidyona Vyotza, that the Amar Vriya can do Giron Kesef and she could go free. Satana Vakone es Atzmo Bekesef, Uveshava Kesef, Ubishtar. And we learn that the Eved Ivri can be Kone himself with Kesef, Shava Kesef, and Shtar. So Bishlama Kesef, I understand Kesef Tichsiv, Mi Kesef Miknaso, because it says Mi Kesef Miknaso, and therefore it's Mistaber, that just like the Kinyan could be with Kesef, just like the Kinyan could be with Kesef, so too the Giraon, if you're going to pay the master in order to buy your freedom, so you could pay Kesef, and then you could go free. Shava Kesef Nami, also Shava Kesef, because it says Yashiv Gula So Amarachmana. So there's a ribuy over here. The Rabbo Shava Kesef Ke Kesef, and that comes to include Shava Kesef that has the same din as Kesef. Ela Haishtar Hechidami. But how is the Eved Kone himself with a shtar? So Ilei Metakasav Lashtar Adame. If what it means is that the Eved could go to the master and not give it after 3 years, let's say, right? If what we mean to say is that the Eved could go to the master after 3 years, and he doesn't have to give him $300, but he could write him an IOU for $300, and that's a shtar. So the Eved is writing a shtar to the master, saying I owe you the money. So hainu kesef. So says the Gemara, well, that's not shtar. That's a promise to pay money. That's considered to be kesef. That's kesef. So ela shichrur. Well, no, what it means is not that the Eved's writing a shtar. What it means is that the Odon is writing a shtar shichrur to the Eved. So says the Gemara, well, shtar lamali. So why do I need a shtar at all? Rashi explains that at this point in the Gemara is assuming that by Eved Ivri ain gufo kanui, the Eved, the Odon, doesn't really have a kinyan, doesn't really have a solid kinyan in the gufa Eved, and the Gemara is viewing it solely as a monetary obligation. And therefore, what the Gemara is asking is if all this is a monetary obligation. And again, remember the reason that we're referring to this as a monetary obligation. One of the means in which the Eved is sold is an Eved Shemachru Basin. An Eved Shemachru Basin stole, and therefore, in order to get him money to repay the master, he sold. So it's a monetary obligation. But Ein Gufa Kanui is what the Gemara is assuming. Now, if I owe you money and you say I'm mochel, then you're mochel. You don't have to write me a shtar saying that you're mochel. So assuming that Ein Gufa Kanui by an Eved Ivri, why do you need a shtar shichra at all? So says the Gemara, Wilemele Bape Tre Zil. Inami Bape Beidina Zil. Let him just go in front of two people or in front of a basin and say, you know what, you're free. You don't have to work for me anymore. Why do you need a shtar? So Marava Zosa Meres Evidivri Gufa Kanoi. Well, the reason is because your assumption was wrong. Your assumption, the Gemara, was that Evidivri ain't Gufa Kanoi. What we're saying is Evidivri Gufa Kanoi. No, the Evidivri's Guf is Nikne to you. That's why, in order to break the Kinina Guf that you have, it's not enough to be Mochel Balpeh. You have to actually write a Shtar Shechrer. Rav Shemochel Al Gerono and Gerono Mochel. And also, what we see is a Rav who's Mochel on the Geron Kesef, who says, just go free without paying me the Geron. That doesn't work. And that's why you need a shtar shichur in order to free the eved. Now you say Ralav Amar Avriya. Now the Amar Avriya we said goes out with one way in addition to the ways in which the other avadim go out, because the other eved ivri goes out with sheishanim, goes out with the oval, and goes out with the geron kesef. Amar Avriya also goes out with simanim. When she becomes a Nara, when she turns 12, she goes free. That the Amma of Ria acquires herself, she goes free from the Rishus Adon when her father dies. Mikal v'chomer, from a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Umasi manim she'ein motziya mirshus av madachsi manim, which do not take her out of the rishus of the father. Because she leaves the rishus of the father not when she becomes a nara, but when she becomes a bogeres. And she gets the simanim when she becomes a nara. So simanim, which we know can take the amavriya out of servitude, even though they don't remove her from the rishus of the father. So motziyim rishus adon, misa shemotziyim rishus av, a misa which does take the daughter out of the rishus of the father, ain adin shemotziyim rishus adon. So it's a kal v'chomer when the father dies, she should leave the rishus of the adon. How does misa take her out of the rishus av? Because we see, Rashi says that the father cannot be morish the rights he has in his daughter to his sons. In other words, he can't give over to his sons the right to sell her as an amma of Ria, the right to Maisi Yadayim. He can't sell this stuff. So Misa Sa'av, which takes her out of the Rishus of the father, should certainly take her out of the Rishus of the master, if even Simanim, which don't take her out of the Rishus of the father, take her out of the Rishus of the master. So says the Gemara, Meisvei Rav Hoshaya, you say Rav Amar Avriya. Well, how can you say that Misa Sa'av takes her out of the Rishus Adon, makes her go free? We learn, you say Rav Amar Avriya, and Amar Avriya has one up on an Eved Ivri because she goes free in one additional way. Shekones Atzma B'Simanim, because she's Kone herself with Simanim. She goes free when she turns 12. So Vim Isa, and if you want to say that the Amar Avriya also goes free when her father dies, so Nisne Nami Misa Sa'av. So it should have said that the Amar Avriya goes free in two additional ways in an Eved Ivri. One with Simanim, one when her father dies. We don't say that she goes free when her father dies, obviously, because it doesn't work to free her. Says the Gemara, no, she does go free when her father dies, but Tana Vashir. We didn't mean to present an exhaustive list. We left off other things. So my shir, the high shir. So says the Gemara, well, what else did we leave off? Because the rule is that you're only allowed to say if there's a list that something is omitted from the list if more than one thing is omitted from the list. If it's only one thing that's omitted from the list, then we assume it wasn't omitted purposely, it was omitted because it's not really true. So what else was omitted besides Misa Sa'av as a means that the Eved could go free? So Shir Misa Sa'adon. So we left off the Misa Sa'adon. Rashi explains, because we'll see tomorrow in the Daf, that we paskin like the Mandi Amar, who says that an Amavriya doesn't work for the Adon's son. So just like the list that was listing the manner in which the Amavriya goes free didn't say Misa Sa'adon, so too we could say it also left off Misa Sa'av, but really she does go free with Misa Sa'av. So says the Gemara, well, Imisha Misa Sa'adon lav shiurahu, that Misa Sa'adon is not a shir. Why? Because the kivan de ika nami be'ish, because the Misa Sa'adon also serves to set the Eved free by a man, lo katani. Again, what are we saying here? We're saying Yisera alav Amma Avriya, that the Amma Avriya has one up on an Eved Ivri because she's Kone herself with one additional way. What's that additional way? Simanim. We were saying she's also Kone herself with Misa Sa'av. And we said, no, she is Kone herself with Misa Sa'av, but the reason that the Gemara doesn't mention it is because it leaves out something else. What else did it leave out? It leaves out Misa Sa'adon. But Misa Sa'adon applies both to a man and a woman. Why? Because a man goes free also with Misa Sa'adon if we're talking about an Eved who has already served out a 6-year term, and then he gets the Ritzia. So after the Ritzia, but before Yovel, if the master dies, then the Eved goes free. But we're talking about a list of things that give the Amma of Ria a special superpower to be released, to be set free that an ish doesn't have. And that's why it doesn't say misasa adon. So it turns out that misasa adon is not considered to be a shear. It's not considered to be left out in this list because it doesn't belong on this list. And the only thing left out is Misa Sa'av. It's apparent that the reason that Misa Sa'av is left out is because it doesn't serve to set the Eved free. That's why, to set the Amavriya free. So says the Gemara, Velenisni tana davar sheyesh lo kitzva ketani, davar shein lo kitzva lo ketani. Well, no, look, maybe Misa Sa'av really does set her free. The reason that the Brisa doesn't say that she goes free with Misa Sa'av is because the Brisa is only dealing with Davar She'es La Kitzvah. It's talking about things that have a set time. Things that don't have a set time, the Brisa is not getting into. Obviously, the death of a father doesn't have a set time because nobody knows when the father's going to die. Says the Gemara, really? The Brisa only deals with things that have a set time. Vasimanim de'ein lem kitzvah. Simanim don't have a kitzvah. We don't know when this woman is going to express signs of maturity and have the simanim. Victani. And they're mentioned in the Brisa. Samarav Safra, yeah, ein lam kitzva lamala. There might not be a kitzva lamala. In other words, we don't know how old she's going to be before she shows signs of these simanim. Aval yesh lam kitzva lamata. But they do have a kitzva lamata. There is a minimum age required before which we will view shtei sairos as simanim. So even though there's no ceiling as to when they can manifest themselves, there is a floor. How do we know this? The Tanya, first line to Zayin Amabez, the Tanya, Bentesha Shanim Sheviya Shtei Saros. If you have a girl who's 9 years old who brings two saros, Shuma, we assume that's only a mole. It's not really Simanim. V'bentesh Shanim V'yamechad Ad Ben Yud Bei Shanim V'yamechad. From 9 years in a day till 12 years in a day. V'odan Ba, and the hair still remains on her when she turns 12 and a day. Shuma, the Tanakama says that's also still a mole. It's not a Simen. Bravyosi Bravyudam are Simen. And Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says, no, that is a simen. Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'yom Echad. If, however, the hair appears when she's 13 years and a day, Divri HaKol Simen. Everybody agrees that's a simen. Rashi is bothered over here. We skipped a whole year. We said, what happens when she's 9? What happens when she's 9 in a day to 12 in a day? And then what happens when she's 13 in a day? So Rashi says, Rashi refers you to the Gemara Nida, where the Gemara Nida is bothered by this. But for the purposes of this Gemara, what we're seeing is that there's machlokas between 9 in a day to 12 in a day. But 9 and under, everybody agrees that even if she has saros, it's not a simen. So we see that simanim have a kitzva lamata. There is a floor age in which there's a floor age in which something could be simanim. If she's less than 9, it's not a simen. And that's why simanim is on the list, because it's considered to be yesh lam kitzva. Misa sa'av is not on the list because it's considered to be ein lam kitzva. So masav Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes asks like this. Rav Shimon Omer dalid manikin lahen. Rav Shimon says that four people get hanaka. So who are these four people who get hanaka? So if you look in Rashi over here says one is a person who goes free, and Eved goes free after the 6 year service. Vayotza biyovel, and Eved goes free by yovel. Vanirtza sheyotza b'misas adon, and a nirtza who goes free after the master dies. V'simanim dama avriyan, and am avriyah goes free with simanim. Those are the four who have hanaka. Now gimel beish v'gimel beisha, three of those four apply by a man. Three of those four apply by a woman. And you can't say that all four apply to both a man and a woman. Why? Because one of the types of Eved who get Hanaka is an Amavriya goes free with Simanim. But a simanim only work to free a woman. It doesn't work to free a man. Ve'ein ritzia be'ish. And again, another person on the list was an Eved who goes free b'misa sa'adon after ritzia. But ritzia applies only to a man and not to a woman. So three of them apply to a man, three of them apply to a woman. Now, ve'misa, and if you wanted to say that misa sa'av also sets the Amavriya free, Nisnei Nami Misa Sa'av, then we should also write Misa Sa'av as a means of setting the Amma Avriya free, which would require you to give her this Hanaka. V'chite Mahachanami Tana V'shir, and if you want to say that also over here, well, the Brisa wasn't presenting an exhaustive list, it left other things off this list. V'arba Katani, it says four, so you can't say that there are really five if it says four. So the top Tosfos on the page says, we have to be careful with what the Gemara, with the diuk that the Gemara is making here. The reason that the Gemara is making this diuk is not because we had a list of four things, because all over Shas we have a list of X number of things, and we wind up establishing that Tana Vishir. We wind up establishing that the list of things is not exhaustive. So what's the raya over here that's an exhaustive list? So Tosfa says the raya is not that it says Dalid, it says Gimel Ben Ve'ish, Gimel Ben Ve'isha, Ve'i Ata Yochel Lomer Dalid Be'echad Mehem. So that's the diak. In other words, because not only did it tell me a list of four, but it told me, oh, and not all four of the things apply to both a man and a woman. So it's the fact that the Gemara keeps coming back and hammering on the number four. So that's how we know that the number four is dafka, that you can't say tana v'shir. Now v'chite ma davar tana davar sheish lo kitzva ketani v'davar shein lo kitzva ketani. And if you want to say that that this list of avadim who are required to be given hanaka applies only by a davar sheish lo kitzva, but not by a davar shein lo kitzva. So v'asimanim dein lo kitzva v'ketani. I by simanim they're davar shein lo kitzva and they're on the list, because one of the different types of avadim who are required to be given the hanukkahs, and Amma of Rio goes free with simanim. So v'chita machanami k'drav safra. Man, if you want to say like Rav Safra, that Rav Safra told us that true simanim doesn't have a kitzva lamala, but it does have a kitzva limata. So maybe that's why it's on the list. V'ika misa sa'odon deinlam kitzva viktani. We have misa sa'odon which doesn't have a kitzva, but it's on the list. How's Misa Sadon on the list? Because again, we said that the four types of avadim who get Hanukkah, Eved Ivri Yotza B'Sheish, Eved Ivri Yotza B'Yovel, a Nirtza who goes free, B'Misa Sa'adon, and Simanim. So the Nirtza who goes free, B'Misa Sa'adon. Misa Sa'adon is Ein Lam Kitzva, yet he's on the list. So says the Gemara. V'ktani Mises Adon. So says V'ktani. So Mises Adon Nami Lo K'tani. So no. So Mises Adon is also not on the list. Says the Gemara. Vela Arba Mainiu. Well, if you're going to take off Mises Adon, then how do you have four? Because Misa Sa'adon was the Nirtze who goes free, but Misa Sa'adon. So now we only have three people who go free, not four people who go free. So says the Gemara, well, the four are as follows. Shanim, Shei Shanim, V'Yovel, one who goes free by Yovel, V'Yovel Shal Ritzia, and a Nirtze who goes free by Yovel, V'Amavriya B'Simanim, and an Amavriya goes free with Simanim. So it turns out that we have two of the four avadim listed on this list are those who go free by Yovel. One who goes free Yovel before Ritzia, one who goes free Yovel after Ritzia. So says the Gemara, Hachanami Mistabra, and it's Mistabra like that. The Ketani Seifa, Iyata Yachal Omar Arba Be'echad Mehem, because it said in the Seifa of the Brisa that you cannot apply all four of these means of exit to either a man or a woman. Lafisha ain't simanim v'ish v'ain ritzia b'isha, because simanim don't apply to a man and ritzia doesn't apply to a woman. Now, v'im isa, and if you wanted to say that the type of ritzia that we're talking about is a nirtza whose adon died, then b'isha mia mishkachas la arba. Well, we also find that a woman goes free, and amavriya also goes free if her master dies. So if the whole ritzia, if the nirtza that we're setting the case up to be is a nirtza whose master dies, forgetting about the fact that she's a nirtza, the master dies. The master dying applies both to a man and to a woman, and that it sets them free. So it's obvious that when we talk about nirtza, we're not talking about a nirtza whose master dies. We're talking about a nirtza who then where then Yovel comes. That applies only to a man, not to a woman, because the woman can never find herself in a position of having the ritzia done. Only a man finds himself in the position of having the ritzia done. So says the Gemara Vayter. So Masav Rav Amram. So Ve'elu Manika Lahem. So these are the Avodim who get the Hanaka. Hayotzu B'shanim, and Eved who goes free after 6 years will be Yovel. One who goes free by Yovel. Ube Misa Sa'adon. Now we're back to Misa Sa'adon. V'yamavriya B'simanim. V'im Isa. And if you wanted to say that the Amavriya goes free also with Misa Sa'av, so Nisan Yami Misa Sa'av, so why isn't this listed on the list as one of these Avadim, one of the ways in which the Eved or the Amavriya could go free and get the Hanukkah? So V'chite Matana V'shir, and if you want to say, well, this list is not exhaustive, V'elu Katani, it says that these, in other words, it appeared from the Gemara certainly that it was giving a specific list. V'chite Matana V'shir, and if you want to say that the Brisa was only listing those things which have a set time, the Brisa was not listing those things that don't have a set time, which don't have a set time for coming, and they are listed on the list. And if you want to say, no, Simonim do have a Kitzva, they might not have a Kitzva Lamala, but they do have a Kitzva Lamata. Ha'ika Misa Sa'adon. There's Misa Sa'adon, which is on the list, and Misa Sa'adon obviously doesn't have a set time. So there's no excuse, basically, for leaving Misa Sa'av off the list. It's obvious that the reason that Misa Sa'av is not on the list is because she doesn't go free by Misa Sa'av. Says the Gemara, Tiyufta de Reish Lakesh Tiyufta. You're right, it's a kasha on Reish Lakesh. Says the Gemara, Va Reish Lakesh Kal V'chomer Amar. So the Reish Lakesh brought a Kal V'chomer. What was Reish Lakesh's Kal V'chomer? He says, Madach Simonim, which don't have the ability to release her, to free her from the Rishos of the father, have the ability to free her from the Rishos of the master. Misa Sa'av, which has the ability to free her from the Rishos of the father, Kal V'chomer should have the ability to free her from the Rishos of the master. So that seemed like a pretty good Kal V'chomer. What happened to that Kal V'chomer? Chomer, says the Gemara, Kal V'chomer Prichi. It's a bad Kal V'chomer. Why? What's the kasha that you could ask on the Kal V'chomer? Mishum the Ikal Mifrach, because you could ask as follows. Mali Simonim Shenishtana Haguf. Tumber B'misa Sa'av Shekein Lo Nishtane Haguf. That Simonim at least changed the body. So Simonim, the reason that Simonim are so powerful that they have the ability to free her from this slavery is because they change her body. Her body changes. However, Misa Sa'av, her body doesn't change. And that's why it doesn't have the ability to free her from the slavery. So says the and Tosfos over here just points out that it's more mistaber that we are focused on something that has a shini in the guf. Why? Because what did we say on Amud Aleph? We said Eved Ivri Gufo Konoi, right? We had said that by an Eved Ivri, there's actually a kinin aguf that the master has in the Eved. And therefore, it's mistaber that if there's a shini aguf, if the guf of the Eved is changing in a way so that it's considered to be like a different person, that should affect the freedom of the Eved because it's no longer considered to be the same Eved. All right, so let's go weiter. Tani Chada Anak Eved Ivri La'atzmo Vanak Amar Vriya La'atzmo. We have one brisa which says that the Hanukkah of an Eved Ivri goes to the Eved Ivri himself. The Hanukkah of the Amma Avriya goes to the Amma Avriya herself. And we have another brisa who says that the father of the Amma Avriya gets the Hanukkah and her Mitziah. Vein la rabba el eschar batala, bilvad. And the master only gets schar batala. What's schar batala? We're talking about the case of a Mitziah, right? Where she found the Mitziah. In order to go pick up the Mitziah, she has to stop doing her work. So even though the father gets the mitziah that the woman picks up, the master gets the schar batola from the fact that the girl had to stop working when she went to pick up the mitziah. So my lav hadanafka b'simanim hadanafka la b'misa sa'av. So we have one case of the amavriya where we said she gets to keep the anaka. The other case of the amavriya was where we said the father gets to keep the anaka. Isn't it the case that one situation is where she goes free with simanim, in which case the father gets the Hanukkah. The other case is one in which she goes free b'misa sa'av. That's why there is no father to get the Hanukkah. That's why she gets the Hanukkah. Says the Gemara, lo, idi vidid nafka la b'simanim. In both cases, she goes free with simanim. V'lo kasha, hadi isi lav, hadi lesi lav. In one case, the father's in the picture. In the other case, the father's not in the picture. It's not that she went free b'misa sa'av. She always went free b'simanim. But now, when the Hanukkah is being paid, in one case, the father's still alive. In one case, the father's not alive. So, bishlama anak amavriya la'atzma. I understand why the Bryce has to tell
tell me that the Amar of Riya gets the Anaka for herself, Lemute Achin, to exclude brothers, the Tanya Visnachaltam Osam Levnechem Achrechem, Osam Levnechem, Levnosechem Levnechem, Mikan Shein Oda Morish Schus Bito Levno. From here we learn that a father is not able to be Morish, he's not able to bequeath a schus that he has in his daughter to his sons, and that's why it teaches us Anak Emev Riya La'atzma, if there is no father in the picture, then she gets to keep it herself. Elo Anak Ever Idivri La'atzmo Pshita. But according to the Mandiyamar, but the part of the Brisa that says Anak Eved Ivri La'atzmo, who else is getting the Hanukkah of an Eved Ivri? There's no reason to think that the father or the brother or whoever would get the Hanukkah of an Eved Ivri, Ela Laman. So who else would it go to? So Amar Rav Yosef, Yud Karas Kachazina Hacha. So, you're right. You're basically making a small yud into a large city. In other words, there was no reason to say this. Just let's finish up two more lines. So, in other words, there was no chiddush to this part of the brisa. The whole chiddush was in the part of the brisa dealing with Amar of Riya. So, Abaye Amar Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes Hamani Tutoi the Tanya Tutoi Amar Lo Velo Labal Chovo. That this is the Tutoi. The Tutoi hold from Shibudu the Rav Nosson, which we explained yesterday. Ordinarily, Shibudu the Rav Nosson says if A owes B and B owes C, A pays C directly. So this Brisa says that even if the Eved owes another creditor some money, the Hanukkah goes dafka to the Eved and not to the Eved's creditors, because Lagabe Hanukkah Sevet Ivri, we don't apply Shibudei de Rav Nosson. So we'll pick up from Gufa, God willing, tomorrow.